Yeah, to be honest, I pretty much knew this was over as soon as it got started, and I have to admit, I've been rooting for Peter ever since. Wow, this kid is certainly ready to knock out the competition. Will Rilla staying in the headlines for all the wrong or right reasons? Minnie Leaks addresses her son's gay rumors from TikTok video in Breakfast Club debut. All that and more on this week's edition of Celebrity Digest Weekly. Gotta be honest, I pretty much knew this was over as soon as it got started, and I have to admit, I've been rooting for Peter ever since. Shout out to Radar Online. Back on the market, judge signs off on Real Housewife of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey's divorce from ex Mike Hill. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the judge finalized the case on January 5th. He approved the marital settlement agreement that was submitted by Cynthia and Mike. Further, the order read, Cynthia and Mike in the future shall be held and considered as separate and distinct persons, altogether uncontested by any nuptial union or civil contract whatsoever, and both shall have the right to remarry. As RadarOnline.com first reported, Cynthia filed for divorce from Mike in December. The Bravo star said the marriage was irretrievably broken and there was no chance for a reconciliation. At the time of the filing, Cynthia told Radar Online the reasoning of her separation and pending divorce is a mutual based upon irreconcilable differences. I have never accused Mike of any inappropriate adulterous actions. We are and always will be friends and wish each other well. The court documents reveal the couple did not share bank accounts or even file taxes together. They agreed to keep their separate property, including the homes they own. Well, certainly sounds like she learned from the first go-round with Peter, and she's ready for a second. In other news, Punk sure seems to be in again. I was snooping around Krishan Rock's page on YouTube, and I noticed a couple of comments. Many were expressing their love of Krishan's voice and wanting her to explore some punk. Well, speaking of Doja Cat, I want to explore raw, unfiltered, hardcore punk. Pop star loves idols reveals plans to embrace harder side. Doja Cat already went new metal in 2020. She rocked the MTV European Music Awards with a high-octane head-banging performance of her hit Say So. Backed by Animal Face guitarist, now the pop star has revealed her plans to go hardcore punk. In a newly published interview with Variety, Doja Cat shouted out British post-punk group idols as her favorite band of 2022, and reportedly played their music on loop for hours during her photo shoot with the magazine. Then during a discussion about genres, she opened up about her plans, saying, first, I wasn't going to tell you, but I'll just tell you now, because not talking about it is making me annoyed. Then she dove in, I want to explore punk, Doja Cat said, quickly clarifying, but not pop punk. I feel like we have enough pop punk artists right now. And if there needs to be more, then let there be more. But I don't think I'm the one to do it. I want to explore more of a raw, unfiltered, hardcore punk sort of thing. It's just something that I'm doing for my own personal fun, getting some drummers and guitars together. And I don't even know if that's going to make it out there. For what it's worth, we 100% hope the results do make it out there. And we suggest Turnstile's Daniel Fang and Knocked Loose's Isaac Hale as possible collaborators, making this fucking happen universe. Well, I don't know much about punk, but I do know Doja Cat is pretty fucking talented. In other news, Will Rilla staying in the headlines for all the wrong or right reasons? This week, Glorilla features a new song, Internet Trolls, amidst Illuminati claims. in the small amount of time Glorilla has been pop star, and she's already gone through quite the salacious rumors with our most recent reporting of bad business deals. Internet trolls may be a direct reference to the recent Illuminati claims. And as of late, Glorilla talks about cutting off friends and family after rising to fame. Shout out to BET.com. The Grammy-nominated rapper has had a meteoric rise since the 2022 release of her single, FNF. Glorilla is currently the darling of the hip-hop industry. The 23-year-old Memphis native kicked down doors last summer with her breakup anthem, FNF. The video for the song has racked up nearly 60 million views and earned her a Grammy nomination. But fame and success come with their challenges. In a new interview with The Cut, the rapper said that she has had to cut off some of her old friends and family members on her meteoric rise. Money changed the people around you. It don't change you, per se. It for sure changed people around you, though. She goes on to elaborate, I don't got a problem cutting people off, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I have no problem cutting people off. Once I see what type of stuff they be on, Glow ads, they just gotta go. Because it ain't no room for that no more. I'm on a whole nother level now. And if you're still on bullshit, then I just don't want to talk to you. The rapper, born Glorilla Hallelujah Woods, she also offered The Cut more insight into her life, including sharing she is the 8th of 10 children and was homeschooled until the 5th grade. A normal kid would have liked it, she says, explaining that her family lived on the same street as an elementary and middle school. So when the kids used to get out of school, I used to just look out the window and look at all the kids walking down the street, going home after school, and they just looked so happy. Ultimately, she found her way to music studios by the time she was in high school. She has gone on to win the Best Breakthrough Hip Hop Artist Award at the 2022 BET Hip Hop Awards, where she dazzled the crowd with her performance. She is also nominated for the Best Rap Performance for FNF. But Will is up against fellow nominees Kendrick Lamar for The Heart Part 5, Doja Cat for Vegas, Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug, Pushin' P, and God Did by DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday. It seems quite ironic that Glo would be so adamant about cutting off the organic people that she's acquired in her life, and yet she's so open to let in The Cut. Well, be careful in that knife drawer. In other news. Wow, this kid is certainly ready to knock out the competition. Shout out to Afrotech.com. Black-owned Zeus Network lands exclusive global distribution rights to forthcoming Floyd Mayweather fight. The main event, according to a press release, the Black-owned network has officially inked exclusive distribution rights to Floyd Mayweather's forthcoming fight against Aaron the Joker Chalmers. I'm excited to partner with the Zeus Network for my exhibition fight, said Mayweather in an official statement. I know that will help bring the event to a wider audience, and I can't wait to get back in the ring and put on a great show for the fans. Previously reported by Afrotech, Zeus founder and CEO Lemuel Plummer has been immersed into the television industry for his entire life. In fact, his parents own 3 television studios in the city of Detroit. I think my upbringing played a huge role in the space I'm currently in, said Plummer. I learned a lot from my parents and other folks who worked for the network, and that really kind of helped mold me into becoming interested in creating and launching my own network. Now, after funding the network solely on his own, Plummer continues to see success with Zeus. We are thrilled to be working with Floyd Mayweather for the exhibition fight. His talent and skill in the ring are unmatched, and we can't wait to bring this event to our Zeus fans around the world, said Plummer. Continued elevation. Thanks to the new deal, the Zeus Network will work closely alongside Mayweather and High Roller Entertainment to bring awareness to the fight across various media channels. We are thrilled to announce that we have secured the exclusive global distribution rights for this exhibition fight, said executive producer Daryl Farmer. This is a major move for us and demonstrates our commitment to providing the highest quality content to our global viewers. We can't wait for fight night. How to watch the fight? The upcoming fight is slated for February 25th. However, pre-sale To stream the event or purchase it through pay-per-view begins February the 1st. I'm confused. And I'm also currently a Zeus subscriber, subscription holder. I've already paid my subscription for the month. Please, I beg you, do not do moronic ass holish things by setting yet another charge to watch the fight. Well, sounds like HBO to me. Should I be worried for my subscription? I would say another news, but I think I need to head on over to the Zeus app. Lemuel, as a Zeus subscriber and someone who also reads those comments quite often, I think you and I both know you don't want no trouble. Let's keep things simple.
Love Neighbor. Neighbor.com lets me rent out the space I don't use to neighbors who need storage. For example, I get paid to let my neighbor store his boat on the side of my house. He saves money while I make money.
Not only is it free to list, it's hassle-free, with all payments going straight to your bank account.
You can cancel any month you want, and you decide who rents your space, how much they pay, and when they come by.
People love Neighbor. You'd love Neighbor too if you made hundreds of dollars a month. So if you have space or like making free money, then go to neighbor.com or search Neighbor Storage on the App Store to start making money.
Using my exclusive code, you will get an extreme discount off on your first renter's order or an extreme bonus off your first space rented. You're welcome.
I could be mistaken, but I thought Nene, both Nene's sons, were prosperous with children. Maybe that doesn't make any difference nowadays. In any event, Nene Leakes addresses her son's gay rumors from TikTok video in Breakfast Club debut. Shout out to hiphopvibe.com. Nene Leakes addresses her son's gay rumors from TikTok video in Breakfast Club debut. Nene Leakes follows Lala Anthony as a guest host on The Breakfast Club this week. Last week, Nene's son Brent Leakes dominated headlines when people thought he came out on TikTok. For the past few days, this has been all the talk on social media. As a result, Nene made this first topic of discussion when she joined The Breakfast Club as a guest host. Nene Leakes rose to fame 15 years ago on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. In 2015, Leakes left the show and made a brief return in 2016. After that, she made a permanent return to the show. However, a heated moment with production and the other ladies led to Nene Leakes leaving Roa a final time in 2019. This time, she says she won't return. Nene Leakes is the second guest host for The Breakfast Club. After Lala Anthony, the show is looking for a female third host to replace Angela Yee, who left the show at the end of last year. In her first episode, Nene addressed her son Brent Leakes' TikTok video. She said it was a joke and people were asking her about him being gay. Leakes said Brent made it clear he's not, but she said she would support him if he was, because it's all about his happiness. And I'm sure you can find that episode of The Breakfast Club here on YouTube. I don't know. Let's check out the TikTok video. Perhaps I can make a decision there. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to say I don't smell any smoke, don't see any fire, and I think, as a matter of fact, he could have done a little better. In other news,